Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just take turns, introduce yourself. You know, your name and your, I guess, your either your title or your instrument you play.
Kathleen Jacoby, director of bands at Hernan High School.
I'm Jenna Ainge, and I'm the drum major at Hernan High School.
Awesome. And we're talking because this is a big year for the Hernan High School band. It turns 75 years old. Wow, that's hard to believe. And I want to get into the history in a second, but I guess first let's start with there's going to be like a big celebration coming up in the auditorium at the high school, right? It's going to be, when is it, on May 25th? So what all we got in store for the celebration?
Yeah, so on the 75th anniversary, we're going to have a big reception for alumni, for current community members and families, anybody who's been a part of the program before the concert. And then we're going to have a bunch of photographs. We're going to have sound recordings. We have some great record samples from the 60s that we're going to be playing as people come in of the band. We're going to invite alumni up on stage to join us for a big commissioned piece like Diamonds Shine. So the Diamond Anniversary, we're going to have students and alumni on stage premiering this piece together to perform it. And then following the concert, we have display cases of every uniform from the band back to 1947 and photographs of all of their major events.
Wait, so Jenna, what will it be like being on stage, not only playing, you know, with your fellow classmates like usual in the band, but also to have, you know, previous generations, maybe parents or maybe even grandparents of some of your classmates all up there playing together? That's going to be really fun.
Oh, yeah, it's really fun. We've done stuff like that for our winter concerts where we'll have alumni join us. And it's really cool, especially knowing the alumni. So you can say hi to old friends. And then it's especially cool when you meet someone that you don't know and you're kind of showing them the ropes, even though they're much older than you. But you know the music, so you're teaching them. It's really fun.
And remind us, I think you said at the top, but remind us what instrument you play.
I play French horn.
Okay, cool, cool. And have you met any of the previous, are there going to be other, you know, older generations that are also at playing French horns? You know what I mean? Like, are you going to have like multiple generations of every instrument?
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's really, really cool. Do you know the names of the other French horns, or you might have to shoot that me in an email after probably.
I know some of the more younger ones that I've played with before, but I don't know all of them, no.
No worries at all. No worries at all. And when did you start playing? Just so I have a little background, you know, like where exactly did you grow up and how did you get into playing the French horn to begin with?
So I grew up in this area. I started playing when I was in fifth grade. So I was 11 or something. I started just because my mother loved the French horn and she thought that it would sound pretty. And so I did. And then ever since then, I've just loved it and I've kept going with it.
Now, did your mom also go to Herndon High or did they grow up somewhere else?
No, she went to school in New Jersey, but she was an amazing clarinetist.
Gotcha. So it runs in the family. All right, cool. And then, and Kathleen, when did you start, leading the band?
This is year 15 for me at Hernan High School.
Wow. Awesome. And what did you say your exact title is? Is it band director or what's the name
of
it?
Yeah. Band director.
And you've been band director all 15 years.
Yes.
Wow. That's really cool. How has it grown or changed or, you know, your experience shifted or evolved since you first got there? I'm sure, you know, now you're like, you know, a regular in the community now, but at first coming in, you know, try to think back on,
right,
on when you've came in versus now.
Something that's really incredible is the band director I followed, Rich Bergman, had been at Hernan for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So between us, there have only been three band directors in 50 years, which is kind of mind blowing. Throughout the history of the school, we know exactly who the band directors were and when. And Herndon is such a unique community because even though we have the resources of Fairfax County, we have a very small town feel and a very close knit community, everything from business vendors to people who went to school here, who continue to give back. It's really incredible. Our homecoming is on a Saturday instead of Friday, like most Virginia high schools. We have a parade. Everyone comes out. The mayor comes out. School board members. We just get an incredible amount of support. So that has never changed.
Very, very. That's awesome when it's that small town community feel, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And wait, so you said there's only been three band directors in the last 50 years. How about in this, you know, because we're celebrating 75 years. How many, do you know how, what the names of all the different band directors are? Or are we going to have to look that up after we get off here?
I will have to look that up afterwards. I think it's 5 or 6 total.
Okay. So, but that's still, that's impressive that it's only been, you know, 5 or 6 throughout all that time. That's really cool.
Right. Right.
Awesome. Awesome. And then you said, Kathleen, you also said that this special celebration concert on May 25th is going to have a specially commissioned piece. What was it commissioned by?
We commissioned local director Andrew Sherrick because he had a very close tie to the Herndon community. He actually did his student teaching at Herndon Middle School, and now he's a full-time band director in Fairfax County. But his group of students that he student taught just graduated, and Andrew was finishing up his composition degree at George Mason University. And I was talking to him about how obviously we needed to commemorate this big anniversary, but wouldn't it be cool if we could write a piece of music where there were multiple different things happening at the same time? So the kids who rehearse every single day could have really difficult parts, but then people who might not have touched their instruments for years and years could come back and have a way to be a part of that. So he actually wrote 3 different sets of music that we play all at the same time. And in fact, we even involved our middle schoolers and our elementary schoolers too, so that everyone has a version of the music that they can play, but it sounds at once.
Awesome. And is there a name of the piece that got commissioned? Is there a title for it?
Yes, it's titled Like Diamonds Shine.
Okay. You said that a few seconds ago. All right. Yeah. For the diamond anniversary. Very, very, very cool. Dote a little bit on what all instruments factor into that piece. You know, like what all instruments are we going to see on stage when we come to this thing?
You'll see a full concert band complement, just like you would in any high school or middle school band concert. But we use a lot of really interesting percussion. Even though the diamond part comes from the diamond anniversary, the beginning of the piece sounds kind of like you're in a diamond mine. And we have anvils and kind of esoteric alien sounding percussion, very ethereal. And then we come in with a really big fanfare with all the brass and all the woodwinds.
Awesome. Awesome. And Jenna, hop back in here and talk about, you know, how much fun it is playing this piece specifically for the French horn or even any of the other instruments, if you want to comment on them, too. But, you know, I'd love to get a soundbite from you as one of the players. How much fun it is to play this piece.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, the whole process was really fun because he would come in and he would show us like clips of what he'd been working on. And we'd tell him like, oh, well, we love this, or oh, we should change that. And so when we finally got the piece, it was very custom tailor made to us. So the French horn part, it's very pretty. It has a lot of really great melodies. And it's overall very soothing. So I really enjoy playing it a lot. And I think so do all of the other members of the band.
Awesome. And how many students are in the band typically?
About 32.
32. Okay, cool. Cool. And then, and is this, forgive me if you already said this, but is it the same as like, you know, the same group that goes out and does like, you know, marching band at halftime of football games and stuff like that?
So our marching band is a separate extracurricular activity from our concert band. But almost everybody in the top concert band, wind ensemble, is also in the marching band. But there are students from all of the concert bands in our marching band program.
Okay, great, great. And I know the band, I know you all call yourselves the Pride of Herndon. but what is the school mascot name? You know, at the what is the sports team's name?
We're the Herndon Hornets.
The Herndon Hornets. Okay. Not to be confused with the Damascus Hornets over in Maryland. Montgomery County.
Yeah.
We have a rivalry with old DH. Very cool. Well, I don't know if either of you, maybe Kathleen or Jenna, I don't know which one knows this, but speak to sort of the history of when it was founded back, you know, 75 years ago, I believe. Is it true that I think it was the first band program in all of Fairfax County, right?
Yes. Marching band was the kind of the standard back in the 40s. This was everyone coming home from World War II, trying to recover and come up with community functions and a way to come together. And it started as a Hernan club. And there are actually two other high schools in Fairfax that petitioned for music teachers, but Hernan was the first one to win a contract with the school board to actually full-time employ a high school music teacher. And their charge was to teach band. And back then, that was called basically a field band and stage band. So everyone did all the things. In fact, you would wear your marching uniforms down the auditorium aisle and march onto the stage playing when, and then sit down and do your stage band concert.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy to think back. And it's just so cool that it's been going for so long and that you're celebrating it. Yeah, I believe it started in, it says here, established in 1947. And I know my math, it's been a while since I've been in high school math, but it sounds like 76 years, but I guess it's because, you know, the whole fall, the spring semester
right.
thing.
Right.
So it was, so yeah, gotcha. So right. yeah, and, in 2022 did, fall, last fall yes. would have been, yeah, that makes sense. 75
and,
years. Yep.
And we've been doing small things throughout the year. This is the culmination of trying to bring everyone in together for the end of the first school year, the 75th school year.
Cool. Cool. All right. I mean, I have tons to work with. I guess, talk, just brag on the band a little more. Why is Herndon High School Band better than all of your rivals and every other band in the region, except for my Linganore High School, of course, but you know, other than,
well, we have a great sense of community. And like we were saying, it's a rather small town. Like my allergist, every time I go to the allergist, the lady who signs me in was in the color guard with Bergman. And so every time I walk in, she's like, Jenna, how's the band? And we'll talk about band for a while.
Nice.
So it's a very unique sense of community. And it's really motivating. And so a lot of people really enjoy it and enjoy the marching band. And that's what sort of keeps us going.
Okay, great. Anything else you all want to add before we hop off here? I mean, again, I have more than enough to work with.
No, it's just cool that this also represents 75 years of band and instrumental music in Fairfax County, which is one of the largest school systems in the country. This is a really big deal.
It is a really big deal. So come, you know, see and participate and experience this very big deal at Herndon High School. It'll be in the auditorium on Thursday, May 25th. Do people get tickets? Is it free? How does it work?
Totally free and open to the public.
Oh, so you don't even have to be a student or a teacher or parent. Anyone can come.
Anyone can come.
All right. So if you're listening to WTOP, it doesn't matter. If you've never been there, head on out to Herndon High School and check out this concert. You're allowed. It's free.
Yes.
cool. I'm trying to think let's end there. Pretend like, you know, that I'm not even here and you're speaking directly to the listeners, and, you know, invite them out, you know, say, Hey DC, you know, come on out. It's going to be fun.
Oh, no, you can do it.
Okay.
Why don't you both give it a shot and I'll just use whichever one works.
Okay.
We would love to have people from all over come celebrate with us, come celebrate music education and celebrate instrumental music. We would love everyone to come out and be a part of it. Free event. We'd love to have you.
And Jenna, why don't you direct, you know, address them as well? And seriously, don't worry, we're pre-taped and
okay.
I might not even use it, but it just gives me options, you know?
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, come see our band concert. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be really exciting. It's just going to be a great time to get some snacks, get some drinks, and enjoy an amazing concert.
Awesome. Hey, thank you both so much for doing this. I really, really appreciate it. And then Kathleen, yeah, when we hop off here, if you could, just because I'm going to write an article with it, shoot me, if you can find, email me the names of all the different band directors over the years, because it is a 75th anniversary tribute, so I might as well, you know, pay homage to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much for doing this. This was so much fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jason. We appreciate
Thank you.
It.